Oh man, we're going to get slated for this one.
We're going to hell.
Right, welcome to another episode of Would You Rather? It is what it is. Joined today by H and Dave. Let's get on with it. You want to get a drink down here?
Oh, he's thirsty, is he?
Yeah, thirsty.
Let's do this.
H always remembers the little shots.
Oh.
Right, let's have a look. I probably would have picked another one.
Yeah.
Change the fate of time.
What have we got?
Oh!
Oh, no.
This isn't Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah, it is. Imagine that. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Would you rather? Fuck you, man. Wait, hang on. No, imagine. No. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Right, the question is, would H, Dave and Sean rather fuck their nan, put their cock in a vicar, or punch a kid? Or D, drive a racing car. They don't go for racing car.
Phone a friend.
No, they would fuck their nan.
50-50.
£100 question. Right. Would you rather be the plus one in a couple's threesome or have a threesome with your partner and bring in a third?
Ooh.
Okay. I have loads of threesomes, though. I do.
Do you?
Yeah, not with blokes.
With women?
Yeah, and foursomes.
Do you?
With women.
You lucky bastard.
I'm fucking 50. I'm 52. You don't know how long you're going to live, do you?
No.
See, I literally left my morals, like...
When you're 12.
Yeah. When the vicar raped me. I think I got to about my turning point in life probably was, I know like people say about the midlife crisis at 40. I think it might have just before I was 40. I remember going to a festival. This is sort of like changed my life. I've done like dabbled in a few drugs and all that. In the Navy and stuff. But I never...
In the Navy.
Yeah. You could suck a 7-seater. So yeah, it was... I got to, like, had a bit of an epiphany in my life. Like you said, like, you found God in Jerusalem, all spiritual. I was at the V-Fest festival. I was with my nephew. And only a nephew through, like, marriage, sort of like... And he'd starred in the Repo Man show with us. And everyone was doing drugs. And I was dead against it. Don't do drugs. Okay, I dabbled a little bit in it, maybe smoked a few joints. But I was just dead against it. And I had all these morals. I had all these, like, ethical morals and everything. And he was all doing drugs. And I couldn't understand why, like, they were having such a brilliant time. We're all doing Mandy, ecstasy. And I was just like, you guys are just having the most best time in the world. I'm standing there. Remember what I used to be like? Someone knocked me over. Oh, how is this enjoyable? I'm like, fucking hell, man. Fucking dance there. What are you fucking dancing here for? And I was like, this is festival shite. First one I've ever been to. And I was like, I'm getting really pissed off. So then there was like, I'm already taking him. I was like, no, I won't tell. So I think I took like a quarter. And it mattered me out a little bit. But I was just like, oh, okay, no. Because I didn't do drugs. I didn't do drugs. Dead against it. And then like the following year, I thought, oh, fuck it. I'm going to do drugs. I'm just going to do these. Fuck it. What moral high ground have I got? What moral high ground have I got to do drugs? Is it just my beliefs? And you're thinking about the Red Indians. Take drugs in a tent and go and see animals. And I'm thinking, what's stopping me from doing drugs? I didn't do coke, don't do heroin, I get all that. But I was just a bit ecstasy. Took a fucking eight. Oh, my God. Just a different world. You ever took ecstasy or not?
Do you know what? I've never done drugs once.
Yeah.
And like, you know, never smoked, never yeah. you know, drank excessively or anything like that. But the one time, and it was a bit like you, it was like...
Was it ecstasy?
No, it was LSD.
Yeah.
It was you know, like...
Yeah.
And basically, I was on this job and we were doing security on this ship and Head Candy were playing. And so we did this work and it was an all-night vessel. It was like a party vessel and it went all the way across to Amsterdam. And it was just off the hook, this thing. It was like people shagging in cabins and all this kind of, it was just carnage. Like you couldn't secure the whole thing. It was just like, the job was a nightmare. It's yeah. stressful as well. Anyway, we got the other end and the boss was like, right, that's the ship doesn't turn around until like 2 days. So you've got 2 days in Amsterdam, you've got a hotel booked, just go have fun. You're not on the clock. Just go and do what you want to do. And it was the first time I'd ever been in Amsterdam. So obviously you go out, and like the red light district, you know, yeah. you've got women dancing and all that's crazy and all that kind of stuff. And I was with a few guys and they were like, they were in and out of these shops, at these bars, and they were smoking and doing the magic mushrooms yeah. and the muffins and all that. I didn't touch any of that. And I was like, no, I don't do all that. I was just had a bit of a beer and stuff like that. And then eventually they're like, oh, you don't know what you're missing. Have one of these. And they gave me like this little, you know, strip of like, I mean, at the time I was like, that don't look like drugs. That just looks like a sticker.
Yeah.
So I banged it on. And anyway, because I'd obviously got such a big tolerance for drugs because I'd never done anything.
Yeah.
I just went, it was like being in Charlie the Chocolate Factory. I just remember being in the red light district and the women were like three D but like huge,
yeah.
like looking down on you. And there was like those big spirally candy things and like the path was parting and cracking and
did you enjoy it or was you freaked out?
No, I was freaked out and yeah, I was holding on to this plant in this in this street. And this guy was like, Dave, like, come on, what are you doing? And I was like, no, the ground's gonna swallow me up. And he was like, don't give this guy fucking drugs again. He's obviously wired to the moon anyway. And look at this fucking state of it. I was in shit state. Never done it again since, ever. And I was like, that is me done.
Yeah, but like when it, like I said, the first time, like when I went back to festival next year, popped this pill. And I was just like, fuck, man, what have I been missing? People were knocking into it. I didn't give a fuck. I was hugging them. Yay! The music sounded like fucking 10 times better than what it was. I couldn't care that it was raining. No. Didn't care there was mud on the floor. And man, and then ever since, every time I do drugs at festivals, don't do coke. Don't do any other drug. Definitely going to try that DMT. Fucking, but I wouldn't do, it was just ecstasy. Yeah. A bit of Molly, a bit of Mandy. I will do drugs. Okay, I've done it to excess sometimes, ecstasy. But if you go to a festival and pop a pill, you just a whole different experience. And you like, when you first get there, you can just see people like just having a shit time. Because at festivals, I never stop. I'll go and get a penthouse somewhere. I'll book it in advance. So I'll go and get a penthouse like next to the festival. So I'll go to a festival, get off my tits, go back to a penthouse and just chill.
Yeah.
Nice big TV, black and white film on, fucking talking shit, you know, whoever I'm with a load of women or so, I'll just be sat there talking shit, gonna have a nice bath, don't sleep, then go back to the festival and it's round two. But then you look at the people aren't on drugs and they're like having the worst time of their life.
Yeah.
They're there, you can see them moaning.
In their wellies.
Yeah, moaning, they're piss wet through. Pop a pill, shit. Man.
Yeah.
I remember this one time I was that much off my fucking tits. I was walking across this festival, it was the Isle of Wight, and I'm walking up to this bar. And as I'm walking up to this bar, I must have been a right state. And I'm looking at the barman like this, and chewing my jaw off, as you do. And I remember, as I just sort of got there, this barman went to these two women, excuse me, push these two birds out of the way, put a pint of water on the thing. He went, go on, mate, here you go. And I goes, how much? He went, no, go on, I have to get back down here. And I thought, how fucked was I?
Yeah.
You must out of all the festival,
yeah,
that he saw me coming, like, I thought, fucking hell. But that's what I mean. So, like, ever since, I thought, where's my moral compass? What? How's that going to better me in my life? If I go to my deathbed thinking I've never experienced, like a bit of out-of-body experience or, you know, the proper... Because it just releases all your endorphins in you. Like, it will, when I've never experienced the biggest high you can have,
mm.
you know, I'd be leaving this planet and it'd be dead forever.
Yeah. Without
ever experiencing. Yeah. And it is the same with like threesomes and foursomes and what. I think, you know, going back to the caveman days, you didn't just like, oh yeah, we're getting married.
Yeah.
Caveman days, like women would get for your attention. They never had like,
no.
They'd shag anything.
Well, you know what? I often look back at like, you know, like the Greek times, the Roman, you know, where they're all in them hot baths.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody's just naked. And he's just, fucking, you know.
I don't care.
Back in them days, like small dicks were like seen as better things, weren't they? You know, like that's why all the statues of all like the Greek gods and that got small little dicks, because it was actually seen as like a bonus for the women. So like, but that, I would love to be in them times of just,
because
like,
they didn't care, did they? It's different ethics. It's like when people turn around and go like, these blokes sort of got three wives and stuff. I'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
I'd be happy with having two or three wives.
Yeah.
But what, you know, it's only religion which says you can't.
Yeah.
You go to some countries, religion, you can have 10 wives. And it's accepted.
Yeah. I do think that it's like built into men.
Yeah.
You know, I've had this argument with my missus quite a few times. Like,
especially when you sat there with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. Listen to me. Let me put the knife down. Let me explain to you.
I told you the story about the lion. I mean, you look at a lion in his pride, you know, and he's got his harem of lionesses, right? You know, because I always say to my missus, I said, do you want me to be a lion or do you want me to be a penguin?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, you know, I'd like to be big and strong. And I was like, well, it's a lion. A lion, he lives in a pride. He has a harem of lionesses.
Yeah.
Shags them all. You know, a bit of incestuous going on as well in there. It's got to be, isn't there? You know, and all that. But, you know, he has multiple partners. Whereas penguin, King Penguin, you know, Empire Penguin, they only have one.
Yeah, and he works his bollocks off and comes back and sometimes they're fucking dead.
Yeah, and then they stand in a line and he has to walk all the way up and down the line until he's, I mean, how do you spot the right one?
Yeah. No, but that's what I mean. I think, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think as I'm getting older and older, I'm thinking I just want to do as much shit as I want.
Yeah, midlife crisis.
No, not really. I think it's a revelation. People turn around and say midlife crisis. I think that is total bollocks. I think a woman invented that.
Yeah.
I think the woman invented the phrase midlife crisis. I think it should just be, when a man reaches a certain age, he gets a revelation. What's it called?
A revelation.
Yeah, revelation. Yeah. So when a man reaches a certain age, he gets a revelation. Is it revelation?
Revelation.
Revelation. So when a man reaches a certain age, he gets a revelation. No. Renovation. He gets his house done.
Yeah, he did. He has a brand new
house. Epiphany. Yeah. When a man reaches a certain age, he gets an epiphany.
And he can't say his words properly because he's been wanking too much.
Yeah, I've been having too many threesomes. But the thing is, I think it switches. And then I think women don't like it.
Yeah.
Because the bloke would be like, okay, yeah, I just want to go and enjoy myself.
Yeah. Well, the most common age for women and men to divorce is in their 40s. And they reckon it's down to, they say midlife crisis.
But it's not. That's a woman. I reckon a woman's right.
But woman, also, they're going for the hormonal change, aren't they? You know, they're going through the menopause and all that kind of stuff.
That's why you get a woman who's, my missus is 18 years younger than me.
Yeah.
So you're like,
I always say to my missus, I always say, I'm going to trade you in for a newer model because you're getting to the point now where, you know, you're gonna start getting hormonal and have issues.
But as long as you trade them in for a younger model, and as long as that younger model can spot the signs of a heart attack, you're all right.
You're all right. That's why I got the defib.
Yeah.
Get the defib in.
So have you got one at your house?
Yeah, just in
you
case.
You probably have, mate. But like, that's what I mean. So like, I don't think it's a midlife crisis. I think it's just an epiphany. I think a bloke gets to a certain age and thinks, fuck this shit. I've been working all my life. I've put up with relationships, which some have worked, some haven't. Mm. You've worked your bollocks off. You might have been through a divorce. You've lost all your money again. Yeah, you've lost all your money again.
Yeah.
And I think some blokes get to a point and go, fuck this shit. I want the car.
Yeah.
I want that motorbike. I want to go and fucking have a threesome.
Yeah.
I want to fucking do drugs.
And when he does, he puts the Batman suit on and goes and climbs the house. What was it?
That's for his kids though, isn't it?
No, he went on the Buckingham Palace, didn't he?
Yeah. But the thing is, I mean,
it's what it drives you to, doesn't it?
But the thing is, it's just, I don't know. I don't think it's a midlife crisis. I think that's what a woman's labelled it as. Because it's easy for a woman to say, oh, he's in a midlife crisis. Rather than them go, he's had enough. Do you know what I mean?
He's had enough.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. He's had enough.
Yeah, he's had enough of this.
You know, he wants to go and fuck the babysitter. He yeah, wants to go and fuck this. Yeah, he wants a foursome.
He wants to live his lifelong dream, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not like, instead of a woman going, do you know what? Fucking, that bloke has fucking brought money into the house. He's worked, he's got up at 5. He's going at 12 at midnight. Yeah. He's worked his fucking bollocks off. He wants to fuck another woman. I'm in. I'm in. Let's fucking do this shit. Fucking come on. What else do you want? Right, I want it. Done. What else do you want? Yeah, you go and get that car you've always wanted. Do you mean, because what has a bloke after 40 got? What's he got left? If his missus isn't willing to like have threesomes or isn't willing to let him do, what has he got? He's got another 20 to 30 years of working his bollocks off. Women live longer. Fucking dying. Missus has the house. She gets to like 40, 50. She has a Shirley Valentine moment where she wants to live her life now.
Yeah.
Because she'd been stuck with a boring bastard because he wasn't allowed to do anything. She goes off, fucks someone in Africa, some fucking 30 or 20 year old dude who's hung like a fucking Grand National.
Find him on the internet.
He fucking divorces her. So who wins? Some fucking dude with a big cock from fucking South Africa ends up with all your money and all your dreams.
Yeah.
And you've gone to your deathbed with nothing.
Yeah, that's one
way. And all you wanted was a fucking threesome, things like that. So I think, no, you've got to live your life.
That's one way of looking at it. Yeah, it's true.
So, I answer first. So, have you ever had a threesome? Apart from, have you ever had a threesome with two women?
Yes.
Good lad. You haven't, have you?
No.
We've answered this before. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's
intense, isn't it? You've got a lot of work to do, haven't you?
This is what I'm about to say to you. The problem is, like, men, they're good at doing one thing.
Yeah.
Well, I think men are good at... You can't multitask, can we? You know, a woman, she's got the washing on, the ironing, she's doing this, cleaning. She's got everything going on in her head. Does it all. Multitasking is brilliant. Bloke does one job well.
Yeah.
That's the same with me, you know. If I've got one set of tits, that's me. One set of tits playing with them. You know, give me another set. What the fuck am I doing here? Do you know what I mean?
Nah, it's different with me. I'm like... My always biggest fear when I started having threesomes was like, you know, keeping it hard constantly because you are thinking about what you're going to do next. So I always like pop a Viagra.
Yeah.
You can think all you want then. You can have like fucking, you could be doing a bird doggy stuff. They could be 69ing.
Yeah.
Be doing a derp doggy style, take it out, put it in their mouth. Fucking, you can do all you can
do what you want.
Yeah, do what you want. Because then you're not worried about like trying to keep it hard. You know that little fucker's going to stay up.
Yeah.
And you know he's got round two in him as well. It ain't going down.
No, it ain't going down. Not with two of them. But the thing is, when I pulled, like I was in this pub, right, and this is how it came about, is I was in the pub and there was this really good looking girl.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say really good looking, actually. I'm probably over-egging this a little bit. I'd probably say she was like a 6 or a 7. Right, so she was more than doable. And I was like, oh, yeah, she's nice. So I started going over talking to her. She's got this big, fat, horrible, ugly mate with her.
As they do.
And kind of felt sorry for her, mate, because I didn't have any mates, like, you know, that were like trying to pull that night and all that kind of stuff. And I was just like, so I started talking to this girl. And I could already tell, like, this girl, you know, when you can tell that... She's been held back by this girl, you know. Oh, yeah, come on, you're staying at mine tonight. It's like, oh, hold on a minute. You know, you're trying to pull and it's not...
Really fat good. Ones always try and say, nah, yeah. Nah.
Don't go home with him. He's just a fuck boy. He is.
Yeah.
And you're like...
But when you offer it to them as well...
Yeah. So I did this thing and I thought, I'm going to switch fire here. So I kind of like... And also sometimes women, like they want you more if they realise they can't have you.
Yeah.
So I was like, right... So I kind of deafed this girl a little bit, this mediocre, this real ugly one. And I was like, concentrated fire onto her.
On the fat one?
Yeah. And I was like, you are the hottest fucking thing I've ever seen. I just really want you tonight. And then all of a sudden, it was changed. And it was her mate going, oh, I think we should go back Pauline to mine. And I don't, you know, I think you're right about this bloke. And all this. And I was like, anyway, like gift of the gab and all that. And I wooed them in, got them in, managed to get them in.
Hotel room?
No, it was back to, I was living down south. It was back to down south. And I was like, but once you get there, the kind of like reality kicks in a little bit. And I was like, oh, I've got to do this fucking that thing. And, you know, I've got this thing here. And they're like, what, you know, what am I going to do? So at that point then, I kind of showed my hand a little bit early and I was like going for the fitter one.
Yeah.
And the fat one didn't like this. And she was getting aggressive. And she got like this kitchen knife. And she was like waving it around in the kitchen. And she was like, you bastard. I knew
you fucking straight up.
Yeah. And she was like she wasn't going to stab me, but she was just like getting really aggressive. And I was just like, well, just calm down. So like, it was like a bit of a game at this point. So I was like giving her a bit of a kiss. I was like, I'm only joking. I says, you know, I really want you, but like, I feel real sorry for your mate. Like, what am I going to do with your mate? Oh, fuck her. She always gets the boys. Doesn't matter. Anyway, so drags me into the room and we start banging. But you at the time, you're like,
oh. Where's the mate? In the living room, son?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I says, I bet your mate's real fucking upset now. I said, because I'd started talking to her. So I played a bit of a mind game with her and I was like, I think you should get her in. I said, and we'll all just be friends and just have, I said, I've never had a threesome.
Yeah.
I said, I'm a young guy. I said, I want one. I said, I really fancy you. I said, she's all right. Get her in. So anyway, she goes and gets her. And after this kind of like bit of a round table negotiation, we sort of come to some sort of agreement. And then it happened then. And it was like, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't perfect for me because they weren't two bad stunners.
Yeah.
You know, I had to play.
Were they playing with each other?
No, not really.
I mean, it's not really
No. And also, like, you know, you're doing this fat girl and it's like a bit off-putting. And then you got an half-decent one.
Sometimes the fat ones are all right.
Yeah. No, they are, because they don't know when the next one's coming from, so they're goers.
Yeah. So then, question, would you rather be a plus one in a couple threesome, so you join, so basically would you join someone else, or would you have someone else join you and your missus? Well, obviously a woman, unless you're into that. I've only ever swung with women.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
So, okay, so would you only, would you want a bloke to join in? Would you rather join a couple? Let's say the bloke's not bisexual.
Yeah.
He's just like seeing his missus get power drilled.
Yeah.
So would you rather go and join another couple, or would you rather say that a woman join you and your missus?
Oh, no, that's changed it a little bit, doesn't it? Have a woman come and join you, because that's like... Yeah.
Or would you rather just keep it completely separate, go to a hotel room, dead, good-looking couple, bloke's chappy enough. All right, mate, yeah, you know, come on out with doing my missus. Because you could probably be as filthy as you want, because I don't know you, do
they? No.
You could probably do as filthy as you want. Yeah, see you later. Thanks for doing my missus. Like a kipper. See you later.
Like a kipper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or would you rather, like, a woman join you?
It's a tough one, you know. I don't know. I think the other couple for me is kind of a bit more appealing. I know it's you're with a bloke, but you kind of like,
yeah, bloke's right. He's not joining. He's not trying
kind of adding that dynamic.
Yeah, he's not trying to, like,
yeah,
you know, safe sex as well. You know,
I think the fear is as well is if you bring another, whether it's a man or a woman, into like your marriage, do you then fuck that dynamic up by doing that? Do you then turn your missus into this MILF that wants it all, this nympho that wants it all the time, and she's like, I need another guy, I need another woman? Or if you have a woman, does she then turn around and say, oh, you had a woman, I want a man, and completely...
A lot of women won't.
Won't they?
Find the right one, no.
Yeah,
I better be very fucking careful what I say here, but no, not a lot of them won't. Some women are just bisexual, and it puts them off.
Yeah.
Other than another man.
So I don't know, really, with me. It's like, I might just... I think the easiest route is just to go with the... For me, I think it's go with a couple, I think.
Joining another couple.
I think the others has two complicated scenarios of what could happen and what...
Yeah, but what happens, like, if your missus at the time likes it, and then she's like, yeah, I like this.
Yeah. I mean, that's on to a winner then, isn't it?
It's a regular thing.
Yeah. That's a bonus then.
Yeah, I mean, they could just turn around and go, I don't want another bloke, but I quite like this every once in a while.
Yeah. It got me thinking that one has now, because...
You know, you're thinking about the worst case scenario.
Yeah, well, I tend to do that. I do tend to think of the worst case. I've been bitten a few times with not thinking things through, so... Yeah. No, I'll stick to going with a cup. I think it's just simple, stupid, just...
Okay. Right, man. So would you rather be a plus one in a couple's threesome or have a threesome with your partner and bring in a third?
Bring in a third.
Would you?
Yeah. I've only been bringing in a dude.
Bringing a woman?
Yeah.
Have some fun?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd bring in a third, I would.
Would you imagine that? Do you reckon you could handle it? Would you have to? Would you take Viagra or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to take Viagra or not.
I've only ever took it once, but I tell you what.
Gives you a headache.
Yeah, the headache the next morning.
I've got these one tablets, which are really cool. They're not Viagra, like little brown ones. You just take half.
Wow. Good. And it's like, boom.
Yeah, I can give you one.
It's like Funtime.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me one.
I can give you one, yeah. Yeah. Shall I put one in your drink?
No, I don't want it now.
If you sat there going, your table would be like,
yeah. Come on, rock on.
H.
Yeah. H, look at this.
Finish this. No, help us out, mate.
Right, now we've already worked out H ain't doing any of that.
So, would I rather be a plus one in a couple's threesome or threesome with your partner and bringing a third? See, I've
it's
always...
It's easy for you.
No, but I've always brought in a third. Always,
so you want to try something different?
Yeah, you want to try something
always,
different.
Always, always, always brought in a woman. I mean, I've had a lot of threesomes.
He's a tiger.
Been on swing of sights and everything. You just pick him up. I won't know in reach once, but proper profile and everything.
My mate went to a swingers thing, right?
I've never been to a club.
No, he went to a club and he told me about it. And it's like one of these, I had like images of like, you know, like the Blue Bloods, you know, the aristocrats and all that with the foxes and the hounds. Nothing like that. But that's what I got, you know, like the wise, wide shut sort of thing. But anyway, he's a good looking guy, quite big, you know, 6'4". And he was telling me this story and he says, yeah, I'll go to these swingers club. He says, but I haven't got a missus. He says, I pick up a girl online who wants to do the same. Yeah. He said, we go to the club. He said, anyway, he said, they rock up at this club. And he said, and generally like normal looking clubs. He says, but you go in. He said, and there's like booths everywhere. And like, you know, you have to, the women select you select them and all that. And you chat in a way. But everybody's butt naked or in like robes and things like that. But it's all very, he said, and then like, you know, you'll walk past one area. There'll be a couch there and there'll just be people fucking all over it and all that. And there'll just be guys everywhere, other guys stood back masturbating, and other women who like looking from the side, like, oh, shall I try it, Ken, or not? You know, I don't know whether, and all this kind of stuff. And my mate, he said he was there, and he was like, he was just like getting a bit of a feel for it. He said, but he said, I was hungry. He said, so I went over to the buffet. He said, and I was eating away at the buffet.
Oh, no.
He says, I was nibbling away. He said, and he said, it was all finger food. He says, and then he looks up, he says, and he sees this big fat guy at the end, and he's picking up things and putting them down, and he's doing all that, and he's been wanking himself. And eventually, very quickly, he kind of realised that the whole buffet would be contaminated with, like, spunk and, like, all kinds of crazy shit all over it, probably shit and all sorts, right? So he was just like, he said he was, like, mid-bite of, like, a miniature sausage roll type thing, and he was like, fuck, this is shit. So he just kind of like spat, and he says he kind of put the whole thing off a little bit, but like, yeah. So my idea is like, if it's like that.
Yeah. I've never been to a swingers club. Hotel rooms, Premier Inn,
70 quid a night, boom.
Get them to meet you. Anyway.
Tricks of the trade.
So Premier Inn's easy. Apart from the last one, screaming really loud.
Yeah.
Really loud, yeah.
I've been in hotels where I've heard people scream. I mean, I've never...
It's probably fucking me. Imagine that. Imagine, right, you knocking your door. Excuse me, keep it down. You go, motherfucker. And you're trying to look in the door and we're going, all right, Dave, what do you want? You go, I just need some sugar, Sean. What do you want, Dave?
Yeah. But you know what I do? I mean, I've never been in that position because I'm married. And like, you know, I don't get sex anyway, not even when we're in a Premier Inn.
Right.
But the thing is, I sometimes have a little tug to that. Cause it's a bit like a porno.
What, listening?
It? Yeah, it's a bit like a porno, isn't it? With the sound
might as well.
Effects. Do you, H?
I've never wanked to someone else in the next room.
I'd need visual.
Yeah, you get that.
Visual. I've got visual. Rod, fire! Yeah. Fire! Fire! Reload! Right, so would I rather be a plus one in a couple's threesome or have a threesome with a partner? I don't know. I think I would try the couple just once. Because it's one thing I've never tried. I think I'd just try it just once.
Yeah.
Because you could just be, you could just do whatever you wanted.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't know any different, would they? Because no. They'd just think, oh, he's just fucking, he's a bit off key. Or that's what we're into.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could just go there.
Oh, he's a bit kinky.
You could just go there, have a right fucking laugh.
Yeah.
And just go.
Yeah.
Once that door shuts, never happened. So I think, I think I'd be a plus one. So, would you rather be a plus one in a couple's threesome or have a threesome with your partner and bring in a third?
Go with a couple.
Bring in a third?
I'd go with a couple. Till next time.